was horrified to find out that people on Alan Harry, at Alan Harry, were being transported in the back of a work van to the helipad, then to be moved to the hospital. This is absolutely unacceptable. The idea that we were putting people, and especially people of a certain age, of an older age, into a back of our work van, and this is acting as a transport for the HSE, is totally and utterly shocking for anybody. I have heard many stories about that transport when people are being transported, and this isn't just a case for Donegal. This is a case right across around the whole 26 counties and our islands. As we all know, we have many, many islands stretching all the way to Mayo, to Galway, I guess right hard to Cumbay, Kerry and Corky. And this has to stop. Last week, I had a meeting with the HSE, sat down. We had a good, productive, constructive meeting, how to move forward. I then submitted a question through Thomas Pringle to be raised with the minister, because this has to be raised with the minister to act immediately. This cannot be put in the long finger. These are people's lives we're talking about. These are people's dignity we're talking about, and about being respectful. And the idea that we think it's okay to put people in the back of a van that somebody else is, and is as generous as they are, who, that uses it for their everyday construction work, is absolutely backward and unacceptable. This has to be changed. We see, and we're fair play to the people at Erin Moore that worked towards getting a new ambulance, and the volunteers. We also see that people in Erin Moore down in Heath and Conley Galliff have been successful as well. But the idea of the many, many, many islands that we have, that only two of them has the service. The people of our islands deserve far better. The people of our islands cannot be left behind. The people of our islands have been left behind by government's policy through many, many years. And this is the way that they're being treated. They are not second-class citizens.
It's not the responsibility of the islanders to offer this service of transporting the patients that the HSE should be doing.
No, it's look, at the end of the day, the people of the islands should have the same respect and dignity as the people of the mainland. And we would not accept this. Under no circumstances would we accept that when somebody has an accident or somebody's seriously ill and we call out an ambulance, that we say, listen, go and get Mary of Paddy's work van. She will transport them to Letterkenny General on the back of a van. That's not acceptable. We wouldn't accept that. So why would the island community accept that? We see the same situation which has been raising for many, many years about the fire services on Alan Harry, about how it's not that the same power, that it needs to be moved from a red light service to a blue light service. So our island community must be treated equally. Our island community must be given the exact same respect as we expect today. There's no doubt about it, our ambulance services and Tuchonel and Shaw are second to none and provide a fantastic service. But our island community must also have that fantastic service as well. And this is something that I'm going to pursue, something that I will fight to try to achieve. And I am disappointed to hear that this is the situation. And I have to apologise to the island community. I did not realise this was the case until I was told there last week or 2 weeks ago.